make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations. And now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest built for your best game day.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We're back. Now I'm watching ESPN try and make, I guess they're posting Shedeur Sanders highlights. It must be hard to find Shedeur Sanders highlights. I don't know where you even go to look for them. Here's the good news for Shedeur Sanders. One, he's starting. Two, better, he's playing against the Raiders. So that's that ought to help. That ought to help his maiden voyage start. I still don't know how well it will go because he's just, I don't think, qualified to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I just don't think he is. He just doesn't have the physical tools. I don't think he really understands the game, but above all else, because he just takes too many bad tackles for loss, too many sacks, too many negative plays. He holds the ball way too long. But I think his biggest problem is he just lacks arm talent. If you just watched his pro day workout, it was an embarrassment. And this is the National Football League. So, you know, even the Raiders are, you know, still in the National Football League, at least as of now. We'll see how that all plays out. But, I could he play reasonably well against that team? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, the Raiders suck. Still, I'm not optimistic about anything to do with Shedeur Sanders. The Browns don't have a quarterback. That's the reality. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lake Kiwi Ford. Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. Combined, it's Lake Kiwi Auto Group, and they're simply the best. Now's the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi has got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. That's astonishing. Nobody matches that in the upstate of South Carolina. And they're tackling, we're going to get it, tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast. You can test drive them both there. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. And again, whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. It's Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Todd and Easley. Todd, how are you, Todd?
Doing the best I can, Walt.
Good. Good, Todd. Glad to hear it.
I got something I need to tell y'all, and I don't know if I can make it through.
All right.
My mama's in the hospital. They found a large test ovaries.
I'm sorry, Todd. I'm so sorry. Did you say your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, Todd, I'm terribly sorry. I hope that she's getting the help she needs, and I hope that she makes it through.
Yeah, I just want to ask everybody for their prayers.
Absolutely, Todd. You certainly have ours, and you have everyone in the listening audience prayers, without question. What's your mom's name, Todd?
Mary Jean.
Mary Jean. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Mary Jean Davenport.
I appreciate it, Walt.
Absolutely, Todd. Bye. Absolutely. I'm so sorry, Todd. I hate to hear that. At first I didn't hear whether he had said it was his mom. I thought maybe he did, but look, there's no easy way. There's no magic words. But hopefully they found it in time, and hopefully they can help Mary Jean. And we're certainly all praying for your mom, Todd, without question. So hang in there. And obviously your mom has lived a terrific life, and hopefully she's going to live a lot more years with you and the family. So we'll all be thinking about you, Todd. We'll all be praying for you 100%. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Moretti's. And listen, when it comes to true Buffalo style pizza and wings, there is no place like Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. And it's in Malden. And trust me, if you haven't been, you need to go. You need to make it part of your weekly plans. The food is incredible. Jeff and Luke, father and son, own the business. Father is Clemson, son is South Carolina. So they have you covered in that regard. And by the way, they want to encourage all of you to get out for the Clemson-South Carolina game to Moretti's to watch the game. There are big screen TVs everywhere. They'll have you covered with the game. So make sure you get out. Make sure you plan that. So make sure, put that in your plans right now. If you're not going to the game, you can watch the game at Moretti's in style and enjoy their incredible Buffalo-style pizza. Again, perfect crust, baked to perfection, real stone oven, the buffalo wings, the authentic original buffalo wings recipes. How about beef on whack? I mean, you want to talk about a great place to watch a big football game? Beef on whack, if you've probably heard of this if you're from Buffalo, maybe you've heard it on the show, but it's roast beef that they cook low and slow for 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's an absolute must try. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry, Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. Sports fans, as I said, they've got you covered with big screen TVs everywhere. And obviously, get to Moretti's for the Clemson-South Carolina game. You will 100% thank me later. It's the place to watch the big game. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Scott in Greenville. Scott, good to have you, Scott.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, Scott. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I just turned you on just a few minutes ago, and did I hear you say that Shane Beamer is there going to be in the playoff next year?
Yes, he did. Yeah, yeah. After the debacle the other day, he said, we'll be here next year watching the results for the playoff reveal. We'll be right there.
All right. Well, let me just take just a second and digest and dissect this thing. Okay. In order to get there, they got to be ranked in the top 12, which means they're probably going to have to win the SEC or play for the championship. Mike could get it an at-large there, but they've played for the championship one time. Spurrier did that in a time where Florida was down, Georgia was down, and Tennessee was down. He got curb stomped by Cam Newton and Auburn. Lou Holtz couldn't do it. Now, I know we didn't have playoffs then. We, you know, whatever, BCS or whatever, but same difference. What was the line of thinking as to how they're going to be there, brother? I mean, I'm not a Carolina fan, and I am not dogging on them here. I'm just giving some facts.
I really don't know this guy. I think it was desperation based on what happened that led him to make that.
I think it saved my tail.
Yes, I think it's I think it saved my tail now, and I'll deal with what I said later, because you can make sure that you can be 100% certain that if he fails to do that next year, if he's still the coach, and he fails to do that next year, people are going to bring this up left and right, and they're going to use this to crucify him if he's 7-5 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll be fired next year because of that if he doesn't make the playoff.
Who are the two hottest coaches in college football right now?
Hottest in terms of what? I mean, in terms of
opening. You got an opening, that's who you're going to interview. Well, I think the biggest one right now is Lane Kiffin.
Well, I think the biggest has already left. I think James Franklin was the coup of the whole season. I mean, I think Virginia Tech won that war. I think Lane Kiffin is a hot name. I have questions. I mean, one of the questions I brought up is, I don't actually know if he can recruit high school players. I mean, I don't know if anyone's paying attention to this, but all he's done is recruit the portal.
Well, and where I was going with this was not to defend Lane Kiffin. I think the two hottest names in coaches are Lane Kiffin and Kurt Cignetti, as far as what they've done or who may want them.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, Cignetti's not available.
Cignetti signed with Indiana.
Yeah.
Neither one of those. Kiffin has not won a championship at the SEC, okay? Yeah. Cignetti has not won a championship in the Big Ten. If you bring those two, who are arguably today's most successful or hottest names or whatever coaches in college, if you brought them to Carolina, they're going to go 1-4 to 0-5 in that same five-game stretch that Beamer had. My point is that...
Yeah, I'm not buying that, Scott, because Indiana's won... Look, Cignetti has won at Indiana, Scott. That's worse than winning at South Carolina. That's harder than winning at South Carolina. Oh, way harder. Indiana was factually the worst program in the country. The only person who's ever done what Cignetti has done was Bill Snyder at Kansas State.
Right, but has Cignetti avoided the big guys this year? Didn't he avoid Ohio State?
No, he played at Oregon and beat Oregon's brains in their own building.
I know that. But okay, so Cignetti might could be successful at Carolina, but is he gonna win a championship?
Well, he's not going there, Scott, so we don't have to worry about it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I think he could, but you know, potentially, but I'm not sure how many other people can, and I'm not sure that Shane Beamer is one of the people who could.
I think
Frank Beamer maybe could have back in the day, but I don't know about Shane Beamer.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I think that South Carolina fans need to either decide what they want. Do they want money or do they want championships? If they want money, stay right where you're at. Do what you're doing. Let Beamer be your coach, whoever. Expect to go 7-5, maybe 8-4 on a good year. If you want championships, you got to get out of the SEC. There is no way that South Carolina is winning an SEC championship with any coach that you bring in there with that team right now in the Southeastern Conference when you're adding Texas and Oklahoma. And I mean, the Southeastern Conference, Spurrier couldn't win it on down years. What makes you think that anybody at South Carolina is going to win it when they've grown in conference number with big names that have a lot of money? What makes you think they're going to win it?
Let me ask you a question, Scott, just from the Clemson perspective.
Correct.
What happens if South Carolina beats Clemson again?
If South Carolina beats Clemson again, which I don't think is going to happen because I think the South Carolina players are checking out. But if South Carolina beats Clemson again, it's just going to further expose the fact that we have issues at Clemson. I'm not saying if Clemson was in the SEC, they would have been 3-9 this year. It'd have been a miserable year, is what we have. But I don't expect them to win that game. I think there's a little more fight. I think we saw that during the third and fourth quarter of the Carolina game last week, that they're kind of checking out. I think that all the negative talk, they're going to kind of check out. I don't know,
Scott. I think you're going to get a war. I think you're going to get a close, relatively ugly war. And I don't know. I don't even know who wins. How many portal players, Scott, for Dabo Swinney? How many portal guys?
I think we need to get 15 to 18. How many guys currently on our defensive two deep chart should be on that two deep chart?
Now, that's a good question. I'm starting with the staple guys that I know you got to have back, and I want back, and I want Green, and I want Adams, and I want Brown. I want those kind of guys. I want Lawson. Right. I want held
if get a quarterback, Walt.
Right. Oh yeah, you have to add a quarterback.
I think you got a good running back. I think Davidson's going to be okay.
Yeah, you still might need a veteran running back to add to that mix but you definitely need a quarterback. You cannot go back. You can't go into next season with just Christopher Vezina and Denson. Because I think even listening to Dabo Swinney, I think it sounds, and I thought this all along, that Denson is a year away. So I don't think he's an answer for next season. I mean, maybe some sort of running package with him, but I don't think he's an answer to your starting quarterback position next year. So to me, you have to bring in somebody for Vezina to compete with. And again, I don't mean one of these clipboard carrier, going to be a future coach on the staff guys. I mean one of the guys, one of the 14 or 15 guys I put on my list 2 weeks ago.
I think that Dabo's already made decisions in his head, a lot of hard decisions he's already made. That's why you saw him kind of frustrated for a couple of weeks, and now he's back okay. I also was told by someone, this guy tells this guy or whatever, but that the decision with Garrett, they've already mutually agreed, and it's going to happen. Garrett's gone. So, and I hope as a fan that that's the case. I don't think it's all on him. He's had a mismatched offensive line all year long. He's got a quarterback who makes terrible decisions at times. He's very inconsistent to be a fourth-year starter. I think that Garrett is part of the problem, but I think Dabo's going to eliminate a lot of these part of the problems. He's already eliminated that, and he knows what he's going to do. He's probably already made the phone calls. He's probably already got it done, and we'll see that the day after the Carolina game it start happening.
See you, Scott. Thank you. Good talking to you. Yeah, I don't know on that. I mean, it might be true. I'm not going to fire anybody on this staff on this show. I'll just let that play out, and then we'll discuss replacements. That's Dabo Swinney's call, and we'll see. I mean, could that be? Sure. Do I think there are going to be coaches dismissed after this season? Yes. Could Garrett Riley be one of them? Absolutely. But is that going to happen? I don't know. One of the things I wondered a little bit about that was, Dabo Swinney has a relationship, too, with Lincoln Riley. I mean, that was discussed over the hiring of Garrett. So some bridges will be burned there if that's the decision that is made. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. That's just nuts. It just is. They're the most experienced, obviously. They have the best ratings and reviews, obviously. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. And we've seen that straight up. We've seen that happen in neighborhoods. Daredevil's neighborhood, for example. Gilstrap Roofing works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. Ramona, you know all about this.
I do.
What do you say about Brian Gilstrap and Gilstrap?
I say that, he's one of the most conscientious people in business I've ever met.
You know what? I don't need to say anything more than that. That tells you everything you need to know right there. And you got that from Daredevil 2, who told you they multiple times they went back to vacuum the nails or whatever you call that. They did all that. You're talking about the best in the business, and they've been doing it since 1935. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's all insane. Trust me, call them today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Quick break.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
From tailgate to touchdown, SouthState is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, SouthState is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, SouthState Bank, member FDIC.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Manth Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Get ready to rock! The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Says, can we please start cranking up the conspiracy that the SEC is totally favored in playoffs going forward? They're ranked so high from the beginning, they all have to lose three times to not make it. The system is geared to honor them. Well, it probably is, and the Big Ten as well. There's probably no way around that. Brooks says, Gary Riley needs to go. He's the worst offensive coordinator. I don't know. He didn't look that way at TCU. You know, I don't think he's really been able to run his offense. I don't think he's had the athleticism in the O-line to run his offense and to run the counter game he favors. I also think that the quarterback hasn't been very good, and I think that's a problem. I think that's an issue. Taser said Jeff Scott has no business selling real estate when Clemson's offense looks the way it does. We'll get Jeff on, and we'll ask him about that. Jason says, to me, Beamer acts like a petulant child. Example against Bielma last year at Illinois and on the sidelines in Precious. You know what I thought the worst was? Honestly, I thought it was last year's game at Missouri when Missouri clean South Carolina's clock, just drilled them, whatever the score was. It was like 37-7 or something of that sort. And in the aftermath, in the postgame presser, in the aftermath of it, Beamer just whined and complained about the facilities for the press conference. I mean, of all the things you ought to be talking about after your team just got drilled by 30, that wasn't it. I thought that was the worst look. I honestly think that was way worse than what happened this weekend. You just lost by 30, and instead of congratulating the opponent or talking about your team, the only thing you talk about to start is the press conference facilities. When you also knew that they were working on that, I don't know. I thought that was really, really odd at the time, just like crazy, crazy odd. What does 940 says? I think Marcus Freeman and Tony Elliott are the top two coaches to look at. Remember, Elliott lost his entire O-line in the portal last year and now is a top 25 team. Well, I mean, look, What we saw from Tony Elliott is they hammered the portal. I mean, look, Virginia's another example of a team that portaled up to great success. They hammered the portal. They basically created a new line of scrimmage, and it worked. And they brought in an elite running back. They without question, they hammered the portal. I mean, I don't know that Clemson's going into that extent, but again, I think 10 seems reasonable. Scott in Greenville said 15 to 18. Kwok had been saying 20. I think you have to remember who coaches the team. I don't think it's going to be that high, but I think it does need to be. I mean, look, bare bone, I'd say eighth. Eight's what I said to start with. Then later I morphed to 8 to 10. I really think it needs to be 10 plus. But, I mean, if it's 8, at least you have something to work with. Again, it depends on who the 8 are. I mean, I think quarterback has to be one of those spots. I do not think there's any way you can go into next season with the quarterback position at Clemson as it exists today. I don't see how. I think you have to be a real true believer. And by the way, let me reiterate this. I am not saying that Christopher Vezina can't play. I'm not in that camp. I thought he played really well against SMU, especially when they opened things up for him starting the second quarter and did more than just check it down. I thought he played really well. I thought he hung in. I thought he made a lot of quality throws. I thought there were a lot of good things from him in his first start. I'm not saying he can't be the quarterback. I'm saying he can't be handed the quarterback position. I'm saying you have to go out in the portal and find a legitimate dude who played quarterback for somebody else this season and played well. And again, I don't care which direction you go. I don't care if you go, you know, the guy who has 3 years left, if that's what you're looking for. There are at least 4 of them. Or whether you go more bridge quarterback, as long as the bridge quarterback has the potential to be the starter. That's what I care about most. I care about the guy you go bring in as a quarterback in this next portal class is good enough to be the starting quarterback. That's what I care about. You can't just add a quarterback. I don't want one of these, you know, guys who used to have some connection to Clemson or is, you know, is going to one day wind up on the Clemson coaching staff. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a player, a guy who's a baller who can win the job. That's what I'm looking for. And I don't care if that's a one-year guy who takes you to a more experienced Vezina and a more experienced Denson, or whether that's a three-year guy who is your starting quarterback the next 3 years. I think my preference would be you get a rising sophomore. But if Brown was available from South Florida, I'd take him. You know, if Lagway's available for a year, I'd take him. Again, some of these guys might be priced at such a level that are just, you know, no man's land. But there are at least 4 rising sophomore quarterbacks on my list. They range from Cutter Bowley in Kentucky to Sagapuletele at Cal, who, you know, may want to stay on the West Coast, may not. I don't know. He's in the, you know, look, he's in the ACC now. You know, so he see, that's the part of him that I think is interesting. He's in the ACC now. You know, so that to me, even though he's from Hawaii and you think, well, he's a left coast, west coast guy, it's not a guarantee because he's already playing in this league, right? Ted said, do you like Mestemaker? Yeah, Mestemaker's on my list. He's one of those guys. He's one of that group of 4, the rising sophomores. Mestemaker reminds me, for those who know this name, of an old Houston quarterback named David Klingler, who was a record-setting quarterback in college. Similar build, similar arm talent. He doesn't have an elite arm, but he's got a more than adequate arm. He can make all the throws. His ultimate strength is twofold. He sees the field, and he has a very quick release. The ball comes out quickly. Those are positive attributes that could serve him really well at Clemson. The negative is that his release point is extremely low. He holds the ball low, and the release point is extremely low. But there have been other quarterbacks who have done that, and they've gotten away with it. But that would be the one concern. But would I take Mestemaker at Clemson? In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. He'd be in that group. He'd be in that group. I would take any of the guys. I think I gave out 13 or 14 guys. I would take any of those guys. Any of them on that whole list would be acceptable to me. I'd say, yes, great, great. Let's add him. Let's go. Let's add him. Let's go. Let's go. Let's find out what we have at quarterback. Texas said, would you take Cutter Woods if he – I think Cutter Woods has ability. I do. I think he has ability, and I think there's some natural leadership characteristics to the kid too. So, yeah, I mean, I think that if he was available, I think he would be a guy you could definitely look at. I mean, now again, some of these other guys have proven themselves already collegially. Cutter Woods has yet to have a chance to have done that. So he hasn't done that as yet. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. You know, I think that he's a guy who, again, I think sees the field, has a good release. I think he's got a more than adequate arm. I think there are a lot of things to like about Cutter Woods. I think the most surprising thing, as I remember watching his film originally when he was in high school, I think the most surprising thing was I thought his arm was better than I expected it to be, which is a good thing, obviously. Let me tell you about my friends at Bennett Equipment and Supply. Eddie Bennett, I mean, he's the man. Everybody knows this. BennettEquipment.com is the website. You get all the information. It's a new website. All the information you could possibly need. BennettEquipment.com. Go to that website, that link, BennettEquipment.com. Bennett Equipment and Supply has been in business nearly 25 years. You know, recently, Ben and Kwok were out for a customer appreciation day that Eddie Bennett was having, and it was a massive amount of people came out for it because through the years, Bennett Equipment has helped so many people, and they wanted all their customers to take part in that really special day, sort of a day of payback to their customers, and you can see the influence from both sides. Bennett Equipment Supply has four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster. That's where I was able to rent our Takeuchi excavator from. 1897 US 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. Bennett Equipment provides you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. They feature Takeuchi. Takeuchi's the best in the industry. Again, on my property, I witnessed the Takeuchi excavator work from morning to night, just plowing through stuff, moving white oak tree parts like they were nothing. It was amazing to see. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing the marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Your source for all your rental needs, this is Bennett Equipment. All your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rental, service, parts, they have it all, they do it all. Look, if they don't have it, you don't need it. But if you need to buy it or rent it, you know how it goes. Get it from Bennett. You'll 100% thank me later. Waltip to the Road Rage. Looper, you're up first when we get back.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt
Dip Tulip Road Rage. We are back. Let me get to Looper. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
I was looking up some, you talking about the quarterback now. I mean, we got a good one coming in from Arizona. I mean, I've seen him, I mean, and heard him talk. I mean,
no, he's not going to be your starting quarterback next year.
What? I didn't hear you.
He's not going to be your starting quarterback next year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got to wait and see what I'm saying. You know, I've been watching that quarterback from Cal. Now, he's a freshman.
Yeah. Sagapulitelli.
Mention his name or not, but that'd be somebody you could go get and bring him in, and that would, you know, that would help with the other two quarterbacks right there, you know, compete, and that makes it better. So I don't know what they're
going to
do.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to be – I'll be completely honest with you, Looper. If Clemson was able to land Sagapulitelli, those other two quarterbacks aren't playing at Clemson. Not until he leaves, because Sagapulitelli is elite.
Make him more.
Sagapulitelli is elite.
From Arizona, yeah, would help him, you know, be a whole lot more fighting for the job. But anyway, I was looking. We got West Virginia Friday, and I noticed picking up. They're shooting 70% from the foul line, which ain't good. It ain't bad. It ain't good. It's fair. They need to raise it about 8% more. About 79, that would really help. But the four big men they brought in, I've been watching them. You know, they get fouled quite a bit because they're so active. They getting fouled, but they don't, you know, they hit one, miss one. I don't know what their average is, but the big men need to bring at least their foul shooting up to 70-something%. I don't know what they're going to have to do.
Look, I'm most worried about attempts. Free throw attempts is what wins basketball games, and I that's been one problem that Clemson's had even in the winning seasons, the great seasons of the last 3 years, not a high-volume attempts team. I want to see that number go up, and I think it will. I think it will go up during the year. I think Nick Davidson will eventually settle in and become more of a focal part of the offense, but he's not there yet.
Yeah, but, you know, I've just been watching them three big men, and then got Goffrey. What I've been seeing him, I don't know what he is. He might be at 70, but this three big men, I don't know if they – I don't think he hit 70% because they do get to the line a lot. You know, they'll make two, and then they'll get two more times they get line. They'll make one and miss one. See, I mean – really, that's a when you get up there and do like that, you lose a point.
Yeah. Well, look.
And if you keep doing that, they're just going to fire you. And when you get in there, we'll just fire you.
I don't think any of those guys are bad shooters. Davidson's going to be an 80% free throw shooter as soon as he gets sort of really going and getting himself to the line. Welling is a better shooter than he shot so far, but he has a limited number of attempts, but he'll get better. And Wallin shoots the ball well enough. I mean, he shoots well from three, so he should be able to make free throws.
Well, you kind of noticed them three big men. I reckon they're kind of trying to figure out. I don't know what their percentage was at the school they are, but I like at least them. You know, I'm going to have to figure out what their average is, but they get it up to around about 78-79%. Them three big men, Goffrey, I mean, it seems like he's hitting his pretty good. That would help a lot because that kind of hurt us in that Georgetown game. Well, anyway, I don't matter. After the game, they should have won, and foul shots are critical in close games. And let's see now. We got I don't know what the programmers are about their football callers. The great Big Ten and them trying to whittle out all these teams. I don't know. I hadn't looked at this poll this week, but I don't know. I just can't. I mean, Lane Kiffin, I think he's done. I think he done lost his team because what I've been reading, you know, him, you know, you don't go around doing that, running around taking he's a scumbag.
I mean, there's actually talk about Ole Miss potentially firing him, which would be insane, and then maybe trying to fire him with cause. If they were able to pull that off, that'd be Ramona's in there celebrating because that would mean Lane Kiffin had been fired excuse me, multiple times with cause.
Well, he done that at Tennessee. You know, he left in the middle of the night.
Yeah. But he got fired from the Raiders with cause. Al Davis fired him with cause from the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scumbag. Like that old Wade up here at NC State basketball. He's still making comments about Herbert Davis. I don't know what for. I think he might have one. I think North Carolina, didn't they get one of their players that transferred to NC State, or somebody from NC State went to North Carolina? Because I don't know what this is, him been hitting on Herbert Davis, but he's going to have to watch it because he's another scumbag, and he better watch it. He might have some wiretaps on him.
He might have some wiretaps on him, Ramona. That's a reference to the prior wiretaps that were on Will Wade, allegedly. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter, voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row. That's 2024 and 2025. Notice I didn't say any other plumbers' names. It's just Roto-Rooter. There's only one. There's one best plumber. There can only be one. It's not, you know, who's the fifth best plumber. It's the question was, who was the best plumber? And Roto-Rooter was voted the best plumber in the upstate for a second year in a row. And why? Because they're the only plumber we've ever heard of. They're your local trusted plumber. In the upstate, the same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchises for over 40 years. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. And by the way, Ramona and I are among them. Over 40 years in business. Open 24/7, 365. When you need help in an emergency situation, you need a live human being to talk to, not a voicemail that they'll get back to you on Tuesday. No, that doesn't help you. The good news for you is a live human being answers and directs help on the way to you. Commercial and residential plumbing, septic, full-service plumbing, this is what they do. They do plumbing. They don't do woodwork or electrical or anything else. They do plumbing, and that's why they do it better than anybody else, and that's why they've done it longer than anybody else. It's Roto-Rooter. So here's what you really need to know, all right? I'm only here from 3 to 7. So at 1 a.m., I'm not here. And no offense, but I don't want you calling me at 1 a.m. I'm probably up, but I still don't want you calling me at 1 a.m. You know, and so you're going to need the number in an emergency. So here's what you do. You take it down, you put it on your phone, and maybe old style, you slap it on your refrigerator just to be doubly certain. Okay, it's 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. That's Roto-Rooter of the upstate. Trust me, you'll thank me later. You know, everyone knows about some of the biggest names in college basketball, and a lot of those guys are discussed and you know, sort of ad nauseum. We all know who they are. You know, Kansas played Duke last night. You get to see Boozer. And Peterson did not play in that game. If you ask me who the most talented player in the country is, I think it's Peterson. I think Peterson is probably the most talented player in the country, and he did not play in that basketball game. If you want to know who Peterson is reminiscent of, there's a little Kobe Bryant in Peterson's game. That's pretty strong. You know, on my way in, I heard Ben Milstead bring up Cameron Boozer, and Ben thought that maybe the comparison was the former Auburn War Eagle Tiger, Broom. I think that's spot on. I think that's exactly right. I think that Boozer is a lot like Broom. I'll buy that. I will 100% buy that. You know, this is a really interesting year in college basketball because there are so many talented freshmen. A.J. DeBonsa of BYU is an absolute freak. In fact, I was trying to think who he reminds me of, and the one that comes closest to me is Giannis. I think he's a little Giannis-like. He's like that same 6'9", 6'10", whatever he is. He has great length and explosive ability. He can absolutely yoke on your head. He can take the ball from end to end. I think he's just beginning to figure out who he is. I think we saw that in the UConn game when he really went off. UConn had a big lead, and then A.J. DeBonsa completely went off on UConn and just – they had no answer for him. And this is a UConn team that's really gifted, talented. I mean, with Tyrus Reed and with Salas Damari and Solo Bowl and all those guys, this is a UConn team that's really, really talented. But A.J. DeBonsa is just a freak. And look, he has a developing three-point shot, when he gets that part of his game figured out, good luck guarding him, period, because it's going to be almost impossible. I mean, and then there were some guys like on lower levels that, I mean, some of these guys people know, like Brown at Louisville. I think Brown is without question talented. But one of the guys that maybe people haven't heard of is Kingston Flemings. Kingston Flemings, the freshman for Houston, he gives Houston an ingredient they did not have last year. He is really quick and explosive off the bounce. You put him with the rest of that group on Houston, and I think that Houston team is once again going to be a big-time factor. They came oh so close to win the national championship, painfully close for Kelvin Sampson last year. He's back at it again, and Kingston Flemings is, he's a difference maker. I mean, this kid is quick on quick, really explosive. And again, when you consider those other pieces and the shooters they have, I think Houston, once again, is going to be in this mix at the end. You know, we talked about some of those Connecticut guys. But in terms of how this is going to play out at the end of the season, in terms of first-team All-American teams and that type of stuff, I think it's just way premature. We might talk about some of that maybe next week with Basketball David and Zeke. But I think it's going to be a really difficult season to project. There's just too much balance. There are lots of talented freshmen, but there are lots of talented experienced players. Like, for example, Gonzaga has talented experienced players. I mean, Graham Ike is a beast. I don't know who the National Player of the Year is going to be. I mean, could it be one of these freshmen like a Boozer? Sure, it's conceivable. But it could also be a guy like Graham Ike at Gonzaga, who's probably averaging, you know, 19-11 right now. But there are other guys, too, throughout the country. I mean, it's a really interesting year in college basketball. Quite honestly, I think that on the surface, this may be the most talent we've seen in college basketball in a long, long time. You know, obviously, guys leave early now, so players don't stay. And that affects the balance and the talent of college basketball. But we have a year where there are just so many gifted freshmen. And one of them is right here. One or more of them is right here in Foster. But Foster is just an absolute freak. I just don't think we've seen it all yet. But we're going to. It's just a matter of time. Foster is – look, I've said this since I studied this film. He's the most talented player that Brad has ever recruited. And we'll see whether we can still say that next year. Stay tuned. Overtime with Ashby coming your way.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Roar listeners, you're going to love this. PhD Weight Loss is running their best deal ever for Black Friday, and it's only...